In the woods behind Frank Youngman's log home in Cadillac, Michigan, there's a small fire in a fire circle. The smoke is wafting around logs that hang from the trees that surround the fire. It curls around old car springs and brake drums that also hang from the nearby trees. And big, hollowed-out logs are propped up just inches off the ground. On this cold, snowy Saturday, there are 5 teenage boys and 2 adults banging on the logs and car parts with sticks and making music on what Frank Youngman calls his sound garden.
I was out cutting firewood with my kids one day, and we were throwing it in the back of the truck, and they kept hitting each other. You know, the logs were hitting each other, and I just started noticing they had all these different pitches. And so I said, kids, throw them back out here. And so we started laying it out on the ground, and we sort of constructed this crude xylophone. And pretty soon, you know, we were just playing. I mean, I'd start some little groove, and they'd start playing, and the four of us were on our knees around these logs on the ground playing. We had a blast. After that, I kept thinking, boy, wouldn't it be fun to have some instrument out in our woods here that when we're walking by on the trail or skiing or something, you could just stop and play a little bit.
And eventually, he built it. Youngman is a music teacher and band director, so he had an ear for picking out the right logs with which to build his dream. Small logs are arranged to create primitive xylophones and marimbas. Big logs act as bass drums. And the pieces of scrap metal are miscellaneous percussion instruments. And any chance he'll get, he'll drag people out here to play.
Someone will start something, you know, just a, you know, real simple little thing, and then someone sort of layer in on top of it, and it's been fun because they start to get the idea that we can slow down and let it happen over a longer period of time, let it develop.
He says after a while, the people playing will start communicating and sharing musical ideas with looks, nods, and beats. As the rhythm gets going, Ryan Newson and Mike Filkins emerge from their sullen teenage shells and begin dancing and grooving to the beat. Like many people in town, they first thought Frank Youngman's Soundgarden was really, really weird. But slowly, they came around.
You can't explain the fun of playing. You just have to go out there and just the diversity of sounds that you get when you hit just stuff that you're not even used to. Because when you play a drum set all day, you just get 8 or 9 different sounds that you can play with, but with this, it's just a completely new set of sounds that you can, you know, screw around with and do whatever you want with.
The experience of playing the Soundgarden can vary from time to time. Frank Youngman says nighttime playing has a different vibe from daytime playing, and he thinks the Soundgarden's best in winter because the snow muffles the sounds and the woods are quiet. But then again, other seasons also have their appeal. For instance, warmer weather brings a chorus of frogs.
In the spring, it's great when the spring peepers. I've gone out by myself and you know, you start hearing all these sounds of spring, birds and the peepers are, you know, just deafening at night sometimes. And even they'll get a rhythm going, you know, and you get thousands of those things, you know, and they just get this kind of pulsing rhythm. And I've gone out and played with the beepers before, which sounds kind of crazy, but and maybe it is.
Whether or not it's crazy, the Soundgarden resonates with teenagers and adults alike, according to 17-year-old Mike Filkins.
I can imagine that there's going to be people trying to build these now. I mean, this is just, I mean, it's unbelievable. I was very surprised how much it took off and how many people like it.
And in fact, a second Soundgarden has been built. After word got out about Frank Youngman's backyard one, the director of Cadillac's Convention and Visitors Bureau suggested he create one for the town's new Riverside Greenway. It's just been finished in time to ring in the new year during Cadillac's first night celebration.
It's a pretty primitive experience, you know, but I think it does kind of get back to a musical roots in some ways. I mean, it starts with rhythm. I mean, beating on a log, whether it's signaling, you know, talking over great distances, or just listening to each other and then responding.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.